A suicide bomber killed four security forces and wounded passing children today in Pakistan's volatile northwest, where the government is under pressure from Washington to crack down on militants, Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
The latest suicide attack comes as Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari and U.S. President Barack Obama prepare to meet Wednesday in Washington for talks expected to address U.S. demands that Pakistan sharpen its fight against militants. Zardari is expected to ask for more money to help his country's battered economy and under-equipped security forces deal with the guerrillas. Pakistani forces last week fought their way into Bunar, a district just 60 miles from the capital, to reverse a Taliban takeover that triggered alarm in the West. The army says it has killed over 100 militants as it attempts to drive the militants back into their stronghold in the neighboring Swat Valley. The fighting has put severe strain on a controversial peace pact centered on Swat, under which the government is introducing Islamic law in the surrounding Malakand division. The Taliban's recent advances in Pakistan are also intensifying concern about whether its nuclear arsenal is safe from terrorists. On Monday, U.S. Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said he is gravely concerned about the advances Islamic militant groups have made in Pakistan, although he is currently comfortable with Pakistan's efforts to keep those weapons out of the hands of terrorists. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.